The Saudi government keeps a tight lid on all kinds of criticism. The kingdom's hold on the Muslim holy places is one of the few issues where it receives widespread objections to its brutal police state style and legitimacy. For decades, Muslim nations have called for Mecca to be a city unto itself, like the Vatican, administered for the good of all Muslims rather than, as some have described it, a Saudi religious trophy. Much harder to penetrate is the Saudi silence over political prisoners held behind bars, monitored by human rights activists but unknown, particularly in the United States, which has such a confused and troubled alliance with the Saudi kingdom. Take the case of Waleed Abu Al-Khair, human rights lawyer and Nobel Peace Prize nominee. He was imprisoned for his activism in 2014, which included encouraging and hosting debate on religion and politics in his home. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison, a sentence that the Saudis have shown no inclination to change, despite international pleas that he be released and a petition calling for Al-Khair's release. Daniel Arshak is one of the lawyers for Waleed Abu Al-Khair.
Waleed is perhaps the world's leading human rights activist in the Middle East. He worked as a criminal defense attorney in Saudi Arabia for many years, and in 2013 was arrested for doing exactly what human rights defenders do around the world every day, representing clients who are advocating for their own human rights.
Has he been charged with a crime?
Yes, he was. He was charged with a crime on October 2nd of 2013. Those charges included organizing an illegal gathering, which amounted to some friends and people who wanted to think and talk about increasing democracy in Saudi Arabia at his home. He was charged with a crime. He was brought to trial. And in the middle of that trial, he was charged yet again for the exact same offenses, but this time in the Saudi Arabian security court put together to combat terrorism, violent Islamic terrorism in Saudi Arabia. And he began a course of going to court over and over on those two cases. Ultimately, at the end of October of 2013, he was sentenced on the first case on the same charges to 3 months in jail. And ultimately then in April of 2014, he was detained at the fifth hearing of the more serious charges, or the more serious court on the same charges. And then in July of 2014, was sentenced to 15 years in jail for being a human rights advocate in Saudi Arabia.
How sensitive is the Saudi government to any form of dissidence or criticism or political activism?
Well, as an indication of the answer to that question, Waleed elected not to have an attorney represent him in Saudi Arabia because he knew very well that whoever stood up to represent him, as defense attorneys do for their clients all around the world every day, that person was likely to end up with the same fate as he did in a jail cell beside him. So the answer to your question is the Saudis are completely intolerant to any sort of criticism. Let's remember. We talk about the Saudis. The Saudis are a family, one family that purchased Saudi Arabia. It's a monarchy. They run the show. They're immensely wealthy. They decide who lives, who dies, who works, who doesn't work, who holds a home, who gets an education. And so any effort at criticism of the government or opening of Saudi society to women's rights, to free speech, is viewed as an attack on their power base.
Does the U.S. government buy that line? It seems as though the U.S. government is hesitant to criticize the Saudis, and attempts to get President Obama to take this case up were unsuccessful when King Salman was here.
There's a bit of a disconnect between what our government says and what our government does. It was, I have to say, as a advocate for Waleed, it was horrifying to see our president, who we all had such high hopes for 8 years ago, sit and play patty cakes with King Salman when he came to the United States. In 2013, the State Department issued a statement, a report, decrying the fact that individuals are charged for free speech, identifying Waleed Abu Al-Khair as someone who should not ever have been prosecuted. They repeated that again in 2014. 8 United States senators, including people from as divergent political views as Marco Rubio, Patrick Leahy, Richard Durbin, Dianne Feinstein, all got together in a letter and sent it to the king of Saudi Arabia and said, this has to stop. This sort of political intolerance has to stop. And that, of course, isn't that exactly what Pope Francis is calling for on his visit to the United States and around the world?
Do the Saudis have so much leverage in the United States that they can suppress this sort of thing? There's a lot of concern about the Saudis' reaction to the Iran nuclear deal. They don't like it. They're perceived as going it alone in Yemen, and that the leverage the U.S. has over the Saudis, if it even existed, is diminishing.
Well, look, the Saudis have more money than any other country of similar size on earth. They don't need the United States. They have oil and they sell oil, and that propels them to make decisions that is always the best for maintaining their own power base. Does the United States need them? The United States identifies Saudi Arabia as a prime ally within the region. That doesn't mean that they ought to be immune from criticism. And it was so troubling just this week. You know, the New York Times reported that Abdul Rahman Shalabi, who was the former driver and bodyguard to Osama bin Laden, was released from Guantanamo, something that we all applaud. This man was held for 13 years in our prison in Guantanamo, without ever being charged with a crime. And finally, our president, keeping his promise that he made to us 8 years ago to start closing Guantanamo, he released him. And where did he release him to? He released him to Saudi Arabia. Wasn't that a moment? Wasn't that a moment that President Obama could have stood up and, excuse me, grown a pair and said, King Solomon, now is the time for you to release peaceful advocates in your country who are calling for democratic change?
Daniel Arshak, thanks so much.
And thank you for having me.
Daniel Arshak is a lawyer for imprisoned Saudi human rights lawyer Waleed Abu Al-Khair.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.